today's episode, we're bringing you an update in the search for Trey Matthews' killer and news on two new members of EMU's Student Senate, plus what you need to know about this year's Pride Prom. This is Kylie Gilligan sitting in for Liz Horniak, and this is the Eastern Echo Podcast. James Solomon Warren and Stevie Lynn Brooks were arraigned on January 19th and January 31st for the murder of Trey Matthews. Matthews' mother believes neither Warren or Brooks shot her son. The next court hearing will be on March 3rd. Matthews was the victim of a fatal shooting that occurred in Nancy Park on January 11th. The Washtenaw County Health Department is giving $30,000 to food gatherers, Growing Hope, and the farm at St. Joe's. Food gatherers plan to use the funds to improve the quality of programming and increase the kind of healthy foods going into food pantries. Growing Hope will start the Power of Produce Club, which will educate kids ages 5 to 12 about different fruits and vegetables. The farm at St. Joe's will build a greenhouse called The Hoop. From there, they plan to educate others on how they can grow plants and crops at home. Laterica Osborne stepped down from her EMU Senate position on February 18th. Student Senators Orion Azar and Aaron McCarger were sworn in. Azar is a freshman majoring in economics and political science and minoring in astronomy. His primary goal is to make EMU more environmentally friendly. Aaron is a transfer student studying public administration and urban planning. She's passionate about housing, public transportation, and creating public policies. You can find full-length articles on all of these stories on our website. Today, Developmental Math presents Pizza Study Night for Math 097 and 098. The session will provide students with supplemental instructors and tutors to go over their course material. The study session will be held in Prairie Herald, rooms 406 and 407 from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. For more information, you can contact Janice M. Strickland at jstrickl@emish.edu. This study session is free but is not LBC approved. On Tuesday, students interested in nutrition won't want to miss intuitive eating. At this event, you can learn what nutrition the body needs and how to be mindful when it comes to food. This event will run from 2 to 4 p.m. in room 104 of the Student Center. For more information, you can contact Nick Pomante at npomante@emish.edu. This event is free, but is exclusively for EMU students. It is not LBC approved. From 6 to 9 p.m., Arbor Brewing Company will be hosting Mix and Mingle for a Cause. Attendees are encouraged to bring diapers and wipes to donate to SOS Community Service, a local nonprofit dedicated to preventing and ending family homelessness. SOS helps families find homes, work, access to education, and helps struggling families avoid eviction. The Arbor Brewing Company is located at 720 Norris Street, Ypsilanti, Michigan, 48198. For more information, you can contact LaShonda Daly at ldaily7@emish.edu. Also on Tuesday, the Science Complex will be hosting a lecture called A Part of the Sky Called Orion in rooms 402 from 9 to 8 p.m. Students will learn how the Greeks and Egyptians and the Inupiaq people used and studied Orion. This lecture costs $5. To purchase tickets, you can go to emish.edu/EMUTIX or call the Convocation Center box office at 734-487-2282. For more information, see the EMU Planetarium's Facebook page linked on our website. This event is free but not LBC approved. On Wednesday, music students have the opportunity to learn more about entrepreneurship and freelancing from Allison Paramore. Paramore is a member of the Missouri Symphony Orchestra and the Boston Phoenix Orchestra. This event will take place in the Alexander Music Building in the Organ Recital Hall from 12 to 1 p.m. For more information, you can contact Julie Stone at julie.stone@emish.edu. This event is free but not LBC approved for students. On Thursday, the Roadshow Tour is coming to the Convocation Center. The concert is from 7 to 11:30 p.m. and will feature guests like Bethel Music, Matt Mayer, Martin Smith, and more. Tickets for this concert start at $20 and can be purchased at emish.edu/EMUTIX, or you can call the Convocation Center box office. The tour webpage is linked on our website. Later in the evening, from 7 to 10 p.m., the annual Pride Prom will be held in the Student Center Ballroom. Pride Prom is a dance that allows students from the LGBTQ+ community to have a prom of their dreams. For more information, contact Amy Finkenbein at lgbtrc@emish.edu. This event is free and open to the public, but is not LBC approved. On Friday, the EMU event will be taking place from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the McKinney Ballroom. Students will be showcasing different products they've invented. The students who have the best inventions will get to attend the Michigan Invention Convention. The event website is linked on our website. Also on Friday, the Holman Success Center will present Foundations of Personal Finance Series, Deep Dive into Credit, at the Eagle Study Tables at the Halley Library from 3 to 4 p.m. This workshop will cover the importance of a credit profile, score, and how to use credit. For more information, you can contact Janice M. Strickland at jstrickl@emich.edu. This workshop is free and is LBC approved. Later in the evening, the Optimized Eastern Showcase will run from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Honors College Auditorium. Students will be discussing how they plan to help their communities. For more information about this event, you can contact Christian Clocho at kklochko@emich.edu. In sports news, the men's basketball team defeated CMU on Saturday 63-67. Their final two games before the MAC conference will be against Western at 7 p.m. today and Toledo on the 6th. The women's team defeated the Toledo Rockets on Saturday 46-64. They also play their final two games this week against Western Michigan on Wednesday and Central Michigan on Saturday. The baseball team is off to a rough start in this season. They lost to both Villanova and Northeastern on Saturday, making this their ninth straight loss. Hopefully the team can turn it around. As always, print editions are available around campus every Monday. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next Monday with an updated news briefing. This is Kylie Gilligan signing off.
Eastern Echo Podcast is directed by Ronia Isabel Kobun-Sugg and produced by Lauren Smith. This episode was written by Jasmine Boyd.
This was an Eastern Echo Podcast.